This is Shine On, the Health and Happiness Show, with new episodes every week on how to live well. Shine On is heard all over the world as a podcast, but it's heard first on the radio in New York's Hudson Valley. Hi, it's Casey. Thank you so much for tuning in to Shine On. I am so excited about today's guest. Her name is Judy Wilkins-Smith, and her book is Decoding Your Emotional Blueprint, A Powerful Guide to Transformation Through Disentangling Multi-Generational Patterns. I know that sounds complicated, but she makes it so easy. We're talking about systemic work and constellations, which I never heard about before. But page 14 of Judy's book explains it was German psychotherapist Bert Hellinger, the father of systemic work and constellations, who recognized that every individual family is a system in its own right. At age 20, Hellinger entered the religious order of the Jesuits. In the early 50s, that order sent him to South Africa to bring Christianity and, quote, civilized thinking to the Zulu tribe. But living within the tribe, he realized it was the Zulus who were teaching him. He observed that individually and as a tribe, the Zulus didn't have many neuroses, and he couldn't understand why. Gradually, he noticed the strength of their connections to their ancestors, whom they frequently consulted to find out what might have happened in the past and how it was influencing the present. After living with the Zulus, Bert Hellinger left the priesthood and South Africa and became a certified psychoanalyst. And over the next few decades, he developed family constellations and systemic constellations. Now, Judy's book takes us further into moving beyond how we are affected by the systems we were born into and how we are affected by the systems that we work with. And it's no judgment kind of work. When you use other people to stand in the constellation that represents your family or your work system, you're able to have a living, breathing picture and see all the pieces together, and it helps you grow. I remember a therapist once teaching me how you can sit across from an empty chair and make believe that chair was somebody, and then just tell them all the things you wanted to say. That can feel good. But imagine a room full of people standing up representing all the things and people in your life. Now we can have a conversation about what each person brings up for you. And crazily enough, most often, the way these strangers who represent the people in our lives, if we were doing this in a group setting, the way these strangers react can even give us more insight. Now you're thinking, how could a stranger doing a group process like this give you insight into your family? Well, Judy says we sense into each other's energy. We sense into it. There's some part of us that can feel part of the story that we don't even know. And maybe if you're standing in representing someone's father, uncle, sister, brother, the way you're standing or facing or leaning might actually be part of the puzzle. Judy says, you know how when you're with somebody and they're telling you a story and they get chills and then you get chills? That happens all the time, and I always say, wow, what is that? Judy says it is our energy system sensing into the other's energy system. That makes sense, right? Why would our energy system be so touched by someone else's story? But it's not the story. We actually feel it on some level, and it harmonizes. All right, I'm getting ahead of myself. Judy Wilkins-Smith, she says, oftentimes people say to her, I'm held back by some invisible weight. I'm stuck. And she says, let's find out where that came from and turn it into your gift. She says there's always something you can do. Even if you feel like you've been hitting the same brick wall over and over again, she believes that you can change and grow into your potential and then soar beyond it just by discovering and facing invisible patterns. Everybody knows that we inherit our physical DNA, but few people realize we also inherit emotional DNA. Multiple generations of patterns, decisions, thoughts, feelings, actions, reactions, mindsets that quietly and unconsciously run our lives. You feel it. You feel it in your gut. You experience it in your life. And Judy says, one new thought, one new feeling, one new belief, or one action outside the unconscious patterns of your emotional DNA can change the way your entire life works. Can even change your family system and how it's been functioning for generations. And maybe that's just what we're here to do. Maybe we're here to clean up all the ancestral baggage that came before us. That seems like a lot of work, but maybe it's also where we find our wings. If you were on the Shine On Zoom that we did this past Monday, two of the questions that we used in the Zoom came directly from Judy's work. She says, the limiting beliefs that we have also hold the key of exactly what we should be fixing. So if you grew up with the thought in your family, you know, money doesn't grow on trees, and phrases like that, that indicate a scarcity or a lack around money, you say, oh, I grew up with this limiting belief, but the limiting belief itself is telling you, here, start here, heal this. And the other question we used in our Zoom, Judy will share with you, and you can start right here. What in my life has to stop right now? And what in my life has to start right now? We're talking about something I never heard of before, systemic work and constellations, with Judy Wilkins-Smith, who uses this as a personal and a business tool.
Absolutely, yes. I use it with all my leaders.
I have to start at the very beginning when you say this book is dedicated to my ancestors and their gifts, exactly the way that they were given to me. Thank you. I am shaping them in my own way with gratitude. What does that mean, exactly the way they were given to you?
Well, you know, there are things in my family like, for goodness sake, don't go into business. It's a terrible thing to do. So I inherited that. And guess what? I'm in business and it's not a terrible thing to do, but that took a lot of shaping and a lot of working on sentences that I carried, like, they're going to cheat you, they're going to rob you, you're not going to be a good leader. So it's everything that they gave were clues to what lives in the system and what often echoes down for me right now. And then it's the clue in that is, don't do it this way, do it this way. Or the sentence that doesn't belong anymore is, you're never going to make it in business. That's no longer true, but it was. So the gifts that they give are the clues and the warnings. And like I say to people often, you know what, if a door slams, quit trying to open it.
Wow. Okay. So when we inherit these limiting beliefs, is that a fair way to say it? When we inherit limiting beliefs?
Exactly, yes.
The gift is right in there, right in the limiting belief. That's where the gift is.
It's smack in the middle of the limiting belief, and you know what? It's quite often in what looks like a train smash. Yeah. Suddenly everything comes to a grinding halt. All it's saying to you is, it's time to pivot. Here's a portal to the next possibility.
Your book scares the heck out of me, because it does. It does. I'm fascinated and terrified, because right in the beginning, you say, how big are you willing to be? I feel like with the work that you're doing, nobody can hide from their own nonsense.
Absolutely not. And you know what? It's not even their own nonsense. It's their own, what we've created is a limiting self-belief. You can't. Once you look at that, when I ask the question, how big are you willing to be? I have people say to me, that's a little egotistical. And the answer is, it's exactly the opposite. Because the day that you agree to be the biggest version of yourself possible and you commit to that, that's the day that you're truly in service of the universe, and it's the humblest day of your life because you're finally agreeing to grow the adventure you were born to be.
Yeah, I'm really scared. Oh, my goodness. Judy Wilkins-Smith, thank you so much for being here. I don't even understand what these words mean, but please explain systemic constellation work.
Okay, so systemic constellation work, let's break it down into two. Systemic work, that is the study of you within your whole system. In other words, you didn't just come to be you by luck. You came through many, 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 many generations, and all of the events and all of the decisions made about those events, and then all of the sentences and things that came with, that's who you are. Your job is to turn around what's limiting and to expand what's expansive. That's your purpose. So that's systemic work. Constellations are one of the best ways that you could ever look at a problem or an issue or where you are ever. And what we do is, if we have a room full of people, like when I do live events, we have a room full of people, we choose a representative for each part of your family system or each part of your issue. Because the minute that I say to you, place it for me the way that it is for you, and you set up that three-dimensional picture, you begin to see the pattern emerge in front of your eyes. You can see who's in contact with whom, who's disengaged, who's really wanting to engage, where are the close pieces, where are the distant pieces, what are the obstacles and what are the opportunities. And you see it, and you hear it, and you walk in it. And so, of course, you begin to have an embodied experience of what's happening. So you literally have a 3D reality version of that, and now you can test it, you can stand in it. People begin to feel the feelings that they always feel around the situation, and they begin to see why and what to do that shifts it for you into a new direction.
Okay, so say I just came back from a women's weekend. So say we're at a women's weekend and we have a big group of women in the room, and you're going to work with somebody. So say you're going to work with me. Then I'm going to call in the members of my family represented by another person in the room?
Absolutely. And everybody says to me, what help is that? Here's one of the biggest pieces. You sense into each other's systems, and people say to me, that's not possible, and I say, stop. If you've ever watched American Idol, or you've ever watched America's Got Talent, or one of those shows, there are times when somebody gets into their zone and you get goosebumps. Mm-hmm. You've just sensed into their system, and we are very able to do that, but we've never been taught that that's what we're doing. And so this is what happens in a constellation, and it's very accurate, and it shifts clients. So think about it this way, too. If you were to have a traumatic event, and I ask you about it, you can tell me what the smells were, what the colors were, what the tastes were, what happened. Now, the same happens in a constellation, but in reverse. It is a transformational shift. So you're having the same thing happen. In other words, you're laying down a neural pathway very fast and very deep, and it shifts.
Okay, so here we are. We're in the circle, and I've called in someone to represent my mother, my father, my sister, my brother, and then we read the room?
No. So what will happen is I will say to you, place them the way that it is for you. So maybe you've got dad off in the distance, you've got mom right next to you, you've got your sister in the middle, and I will ask you questions. What's dad looking at over there? Why is he so distant? And suddenly you will say to me, you know what, he never came back from the war the same. So we put a representative in for the war, and suddenly that representative settles down. You're standing right next to mom, and I say to you, you're very, very close to mom. Oh, yeah, she's always been sad. Are you sad? Oh, yes. Because you carry the pattern of mom. My dear mom, so that you're not all alone, me too. So these patterns begin from way back, but they impact you now. And in that piece where you say, mom, if you're sad, I'm sad, I will ask you, is that your legacy? How big are you willing to be? Are you the one who, for the first time in four generations, brings joy and happiness to the family?
Wow. Decoding Your Emotional Blueprint, A Powerful Guide to Transformation Through Disentangling Multigenerational Patterns. We're talking to Judy Wilkins-Smith, the founder of the System Dynamics for Individuals and Organizations, and we're talking about systemic constellation work. It is fascinating to me. Where did this type of work come from?
This was originated with Bert Hellinger way back. He went to go and tame the Zulus, and instead he said the Zulus tamed him. That's a tribe in South Africa. And what he realized was that they didn't have neuroses because they would go back and consult with their ancestors. In other words, they knew the pattern lay somewhere else, and they were representing it in order to be able to shift it. And that's how we play the game of life. What have we got? What do we need to do? How do we need to shift? And if people would just understand that piece, you begin to realize that you're not doomed to repeat the fate of your ancestors. You realize that many of the things that you inherit, your patterns of thoughts, feelings, and actions, that's your emotional DNA. The difference is you get to shape it and you get to shift it.
It seems like, too, you might be saying that when we're really young, another phrase that I've learned doing this kind of work is, it's like we make silent contracts, like to only be as happy as our mother was.
Exactly, exactly right. My dear mom, if you couldn't be happy, how dare I? My dear dad, if you lost all the money, I guess I'm going to do that too. Yes, it's almost like a silent promise. And when we begin to investigate the silent promises and the patterns, I had somebody who said to me the other day, I don't know why I struggle so much in relationships. When we look back, it goes back four generations. Each woman has shut down and the men have left. Well, then your piece is, I guess that's me too. Except that that's not it. The entire system and you are waiting for you to shift that and say, watch me, I'm about to do this differently. One new thought, one new feeling, one new action at a time, I'm changing this.
You, there's so many things I want to say to you, but you mentioned money, so I'm going to go towards the end of the book. I circled this 1,000 times. You mentioned having a conversation with our money?
Oh, yes, and I love that one because everybody asks me about that with roughly the same level of incredulity that you did. You're doing what now? Yes, I actually send my clients, and that includes bankers in Hong Kong, I send my clients on money walks. Because here's the thing, money is not a commodity, it's a relationship. And it will show up for you the way that you show up for it. So, with money, you also inherit your patterns of thoughts, feelings, and actions around money. If dad said, you know what, making $40,000 a year is enough, we have enough. As long as we have enough, we're okay. Guess what pattern you sit with? I should only make $40,000 a year because it's enough.
Right.
And you shut down the big part of you that says, but I want to go and do amazing things. I want to partner with money. So, yeah, you get to go and talk to money. I always tell people you take yourself for a walk where nobody else can see you because they will think you're crazy. And you go and talk to money and you share with it. Hey, this is who I am. These are my biggest fears around you. These are my biggest wishes around you. How do I need to show up as a good friend to you? And how can you show up as a good friend to me? And money will show up, but it will usually show up through your lens. So you want to change your money thoughts, feelings, and actions and watch your money grow.
You're amazing. Leaving behind limiting patterns is the work that Judy Wilkins-Smith does. Now, where do you do this live? Where can we witness it?
You can see me in Dallas. I actually have one happening April 26th through 28th. And then at the moment we're having a look, it'll probably be Disney or it'll be a destination place. And the piece that I'm doing there is fear, money, fear, courage, and success. Because we get to success either through fear or courage. And it's how to flip the one into the other. It's changing those patterns. We are incredibly capable. We just haven't been taught that we are.
Give us a tip or a tool that we could use right now today to start to think the way you think.
Okay, easy. What you're going to do is you're going to write down one of your biggest issues. Then you're going to sit down and you're going to write down, when did that begin for me? What was happening in my life at the time? Is there a similar pattern in my family? Okay. What needs to stop and what needs to start? Now you've got your from to. What needs to stop is where you are. What needs to start is where you want to go to. And then you're going to ask yourself to think one new thought about that issue so that you can feel one new feeling and take one new action. And if you do that and you do it with commitment and you do it with an elevated emotion, in other words, gratitude, love, hope, joy, you're going to be on your way. And if you commit to that, I expect to hear lots of very good things from you and your listeners, because it will work.
Fantastic. I wish I had all day to talk to you. I hope to find you on the road somewhere. Where can people go for more information?
Sure. For more information, they want to go to judywilkins-smith.com. They will find my products there and my events there. I also have meditations that actually take you through a constellation. And there's a wealth of information, and they can reach out and contact me.
Oh, Judy Wilkins Smith, you may regret telling me that. I just want to follow you around and learn more about systemic work and constellations. Isn't she amazing? And she never says, one time. What in my life has to stop right now? What in my life has to start right now? That's the question we used Monday night on our Shine On free Zoom. We do it once a month. You're always welcome to join us. Go to caseysplace.com to get the link. And the other question we used, thanks to Judy, Monday night, what limiting beliefs did you grow up with? Bam, that's the blueprint right there telling you what to heal. Systemic and multi-generational epigenetic patterns can keep us stuck in the past without us even knowing it. Judy Wilkins Smith. She's the expert. Visit judywilkins-smith.com. Hi, it's Casey. Thank you for tuning in to Shine On, the Health and Happiness Show. We had a women's weekend last weekend at Merriandale. Oh, my goodness. So many Shazams from that weekend. So many Shazams. I want to thank all our many presenters. We had Tara from Libellula Salon in Briarcliff Manor. Libellula is Italian for dragonfly. Did you know that? We had True Essence coach Mary Ellen O'Brien. Beryl Hay and Joanne Parati did Reiki. Joanne also did gentle energy movements. Prit and Bonnie Carr did yoga. And we had Martha and Greta doing tarot. Gabrielle doing reflexology. We played with tuning forks. And I got people on the floor for some restorative yoga. Oh, and we had sound healing too, with Michelle Clifton's Tibetan bowls. Maria brought the chocolate fountain. Somebody found the bubbles, Prosecco bubbles. Plus there were beautiful sunsets and labyrinth walking and time in the prayer hut. It was really so, so lovely. Such a great group. I think there were 58 of us. Such an amazing group. We're going to do it again August 23rd, 24th, 25th. Please join us at Merriandale. And we're at Graymore for one day. That's in the summer, early summer, June. I'll have to go to my website and look. Caseysplace.com. Accept the cookies. Events. June 29th, the Day of Light, a one-day retreat at Graymore in Garrison. And our next free Zoom is March 18th. It's all there at caseysplace.com. So our thought for the day comes from the Circle of Women group on Facebook. Beryl made this post the other day, and I think I want to repeat it like every day. This really sums up what our whole weekend was about. And it really sums up, I think, everything I'm crazy about. It's a thought from Susan Weiss Berry, who said, "With every act of self-care, your authentic self gets stronger and the critical, fearful mind gets weaker. Every act of self-care is a powerful declaration. I am on my side. Each day, I am more and more on my side." Shine On. You've been listening to Shine On, the Health and Happiness Show, with new episodes every week. It's your time to shine on.